The obvious course that leads to success, as advised by the many self-improvement coaches, is to take action. To take action on its own, however, is weak and inadequate counsel to achieving progress and prosperity. Taking action makes sense, but there is much, much more to it. I work with a lot of people that take action, but fail to achieve their desired goal. I realize that it can be an extremely frustrating experience to feel that effort is being made and action is being taken, but all that seems to be happening is that you are spinning your wheels. We are quick to give up when we do not recognize a payback, so to speak. Our actions must lead us closer to our goal and eventually get us there. So is it in fact our actions that get us there, or is it something else? When we say to take action, what is meant by that is to make a choice or a decision and follow through. What separates a human being from all living things is our ability to reason and choose and to change course. All other living things are subjected to its environment, genetics, instincts, and all other biological elements it is subjected to, but not human beings. It is possible to live one way and then to alter our course and live another way. For instance, if you were a tree, you'd be stuck. The well-known quote from Robert Frost sums it up pretty accurate. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. You must make a choice to take a chance, or your life will never change. Anthony Robbins said, "Decision-making is the force that shapes our destiny." The objective here is to become very good at making empowering choices and decisions. Not all decisions we make are going to work out, but the ultimate decision is that we get to decide again. Many people are afraid to make a decision because they are afraid it will be the wrong decision, which in fact is a decision. We must trust our eternal abilities to choose and decide our actions. We will gain wisdom, or in other words, valuable information from every decision we make. We must pay attention to if our choices are getting us closer to our goals or further. If we're getting further, then we must make another choice. The choices and decisions you make determines your direction. See to it that your thoughts, habits, and actions are in accord with your hopes and dreams. It is often through small and simple choices that lead us to our greatest outcomes.